Dr. Gabor Mate describes safety as an absence of threat plus a feeling of connection. Human beings actually don't feel safe on their own. We need to be connected with other people in order to truly feel safe. Recent results from the 75-year Harvard study on happiness indicate that people with fulfilling relationships have fulfilling lives, and we actually live longer. Scientists are discovering all sorts of mirror neurons and other reasons and ways that we can understand how this happens in our system. And yet intuitively, we know that this is true. We make bids for connection. I saw a recent clip of an experiment where a mother is paying attention to her baby, playing, making eye contact. And then she changed one thing. She became non-responsive. The baby continued to make bids for her attention and very quickly was distressed. He upped the ante, did funnier things trying to get her attention, and then began to cry. As soon as she turned her attention back to him, the distress went down. This happens over and over in our daily lives. Parents just aren't able to meet our bids for attention every single time. And often children's bids for attention are met very little. Emotional neglect has been discovered to be a major source of trauma, of disconnection from ourselves, our sense of value in the present moment. The pace of the lives that we lead these days contributes to this disconnection that many of us feel. And as children, we experience disconnection as proof that we're not worthy to be connected with. It feels very threatening to a child. And as we move into our teen years and into adulthood, it continues to be that way. The positive news is that it only takes about 30% of good attached connection to make it work for a child. We don't have to be attuned to them every moment of every day. When someone comes into the room and your face lights up, you stop what you're doing, you attend to them, you look at them in the eye, you're happy to see them. We've all had that experience, and we've all had the opposite. And we know how uneasy we feel when we're ignored or ostracized, or somehow don't feel like anybody really cares that we're here. Co-regulating happens with people, and it also happens with animals, especially mammals. Dogs, cats, horses, any warm-bodied creature that's happy to see us, that we can hug and connect with and co-regulate with. Equine therapy uses horses to help people heal. Hugging your dog, sitting with your cat on your lap. These are all ways that we can self-regulate. We can calm down through connection with another warm human being or animal. It's important to know that we can't regulate ourselves without being around other people who are emotionally self-regulated. Children catch this. We develop it based on our experience. There are tools that we could use to increase our resiliency and strength to heal enough that we could reach out to other safe people, take small risks. We can do this online and in person. One of the ways that we emotionally co-regulate is through watching movies and Netflix series where we feel connected to the characters. This ultimately isn't as satisfying as real human connection. It is a lot safer. A character in a movie isn't going to lash out at you. When we have been hurt by other people, especially if it started happening when we were children, before our brain was fully developed, before our nervous system had more independence and could stand a bit more on our own, it's very difficult. Watch the sections on social anxiety. The whole course is set up to help us heal our nervous systems. And what are we going to do with these healthy nervous systems? We're going to go out into the world and connect with other people. We actually can't wait until our nervous system is completely healthy to do that. Widen your window of tolerance through these practices so that you can step forward, take small risks, connect with people, develop emotional self-regulation by being around calmer people, staying away from people who are really disturbing to your nervous system, setting boundaries. It helps to recognize and be in touch with reality, whether that's the reality of a situation or the reality that we've stopped breathing and that we need to take a few deep breaths, that we need to support our nervous system, that we actually don't have infinite capacity for stress. For a happy life, we need meaningful, kind, authentic relationships. We might be holding back because of fear, because we don't trust people, because we get panicky when we think about going out and meeting new people. The stakes are high. Use everything in this course to build your resilience, build your strength, and take yourself out. Connect with other people. It's really worth it.